And finally, in Bethel City news, tonight, the Bethel Planning Commission will hold a public hearing on whether to grant a conditional use permit for a new marijuana store. It'll also hold a public hearing to consider changing laws governing bed and breakfasts in Bethel. First, the marijuana store. The proposed dispensary, called Good Vibes, would sit across the street from the fire department. The store would be co-owned by two men from Bethel, Brian Glashine and Alex Wazirski. Wazirski sits on the Planning Commission. City code requires commission members to recuse themselves from participating in discussions in which they have a vested personal financial interest. Bethel has two marijuana stores already, and the owners are against allowing a third store to open, saying that it will be bad for their businesses. The owners sent a joint letter to the Planning Commission arguing that just as alcohol stores are limited by population in Alaska, marijuana stores should be as well. Moving on to another agenda item in tonight's meeting, the Planning Commission will consider changes to the Bethel Municipal Code that could affect bed and breakfasts. The new code would clarify what a bed and breakfast can mean. Under the new code, a bed and breakfast in a residential zone would have to be a building that the owners use as their primary residence. The proposed code also says that the bed and breakfasts can only have up to 3 bedrooms. Previously, the code did not specify the number of bedrooms allowed. Recently, KYUK reported that Bethel City planner Ted Meyer shut down a 4-bedroom bed and breakfast. Meyer said the owners did not have a proper permit for the building. He also shut down the bed and breakfast on the grounds that it was in a residential area. The proposed code would allow bed and breakfasts in residential areas. Under the proposed code, bed and breakfast owners must apply for a permit from the city and undergo an inspection. Owners would have to write yearly affidavits saying the building plans haven't changed. If owners don't follow these guidelines, they could lose their licenses. They'd have to wait up to a year to reapply. The proposed changes to city code were written by a subcommittee under the guidance of city planner Ted Meyer and city contracted engineers. It was also reviewed by the city manager, city clerk, and city attorney. If the Planning Commission approves the changes in tonight's meeting, it could recommend that the Bethel City Council adopts the amendments at its August 27th meeting. Members of the public are invited to speak during both public hearings tonight. The meeting will be held at the ONC Multipurpose Building. All attendees are required to wear masks and keep 6 feet of distance. You can also attend the meeting over Zoom or call in. The links and phone number are provided on kyuk.org and the city's website.